Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer again here this morning with the morning devotional. I thought I'd start this morning by reading a story here. This story happened to a girl between 16 and 17 years old. This happened in Asia in 1970s. So what happened to this girl was really not that long ago. And yesterday morning I talked about the persecution and the martyrs that are still going on in this day. And we look at Hebrews 11, the faith chapter of the Bible, and it speaks about people back in those days that went through this, and apparently as we study into this, there are people even yet today and up through all the years ever since Jesus has been here have been giving their lives for their faith. This it says the communist soldiers had discovered their illegal Bible study. As the pastor was reading from the Bible, men with guns suddenly broke into the home, terrorizing the believers who had gathered there to worship. The communists shouted insults and threatened to kill the Christians. The leading officer pointed his gun at the pastor's head. "Hand me your Bible," he demanded. Reluctantly, the pastor handed over his Bible, his prized possession. With a sneer on his face, the guard threw the Word of God on the floor at his feet. He glared at the small congregation. "We will let you go," he growled, "but first, you must sit on the Book of Lives. Everyone who refuses will be shot." The believers had no choice but to obey the officer's order. A soldier pointed his gun at one of the men. "You first." The man slowly got up and knelt down by the Bible. Reluctantly, he stood on it, praying, "God, Father, please forgive me." He stood up and walked to the door. The soldiers stood back and allowed him to leave. "Okay, you," the soldier said, nudging a woman forward. In tears, she could hardly do what the soldier demanded. She spat only a little, but it was enough. She too was allowed to leave. Quietly, a young girl came forward, overcome with love for her Lord. She knelt down and picked up the Bible. She wiped off the spit with her dress. "What have they done to your word? Please forgive them," she prayed. The communist soldier put his pistol to her head, then he pulled the trigger. I guess when we read stories like this, it just makes you think. It says here most of these facing persecution today could have escaped if they have denied their faith. The question is not whether they were persecuted, but whether we are willing to lay down our life for our faith in Jesus Christ. And what I'd like to point out is our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus did go before us. He came, he showed us the way, how to lay down our lives, he allowed himself to be treated unfairly. He, the Creator, he was there when man was created. He allowed himself to come here on this earth in the form of a man to live among his own creation. In fact, he was born of his own creation. He came and he walked and lived amongst his own creation. And he allows his own creation to crucify him when he really wouldn't have had to. He would have had the power to call 12 legions of angels and could have destroyed the world at that point. But he left an example for us. And I guess the question that I have for myself is, would I be willing in an instant to lay down my life for my faith? And I believe that I would. But we live in a time where persecution has been so foreign and of this type. We in our day have been seeing a different type of persecution, which is much more subtle and can try you in a different way. However, if we would be asked to lay down our lives for our faith, would be the question. And yet overseas in many different areas, many different countries, this is happening today much more than ever before. Hebrews 11 speaks about these people. It says, what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, and of Samson and Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover, the bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. He goes on to say in chapter 12, it says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I think that is the key. What is weighing us down? What sin have we not confessed? And I believe the Lord Jesus wants us to be clear, and he encourages us to be clear and to be free from sin and to be washed totally clean. And I do believe that Jesus walked before us in such a way, in a clean way, and he showed us the example. I think the more that we are clear with the Lord, the easier it will be for us to walk through any and all persecutions. It says in Hebrews 2:12, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus saw joy before him, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That joy that's set before us, can we see it? Is that joy in our hearts today? Do we see that joy that is set before us? I guess we do live in a time when things are going on around us, and we wonder how long it will be till here in America people will be giving their lives for their faith. Let us pray for each other. Let us pray that for each other and strength for strength, and that we could see this joy that is set before us. This recognizing that our life is but a vapor, and then all of eternity. And the joy that we can look forward to is to spend eternity with Jesus, our author and our finisher of our faith, and to spend eternity with him for all eternity, forever and forever. God bless you all.